You know, I'm gonna get deep here for a second.
Help, I hate my friend's new boyfriend. This sounds so sketchy, but like, he really was so nice.
Guess where?
Where? You just had your anniversary. Did you guys do anything?
Oh yeah, we did. He just looked at her like she was the sun, moon, and stars. Well, guys, just the two of us again.
We're back.
Back at it. Just the two of us.
We back.
Can make it. I'll spare you, but we're back. Colby and I. Adam is in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Is he still
which
there?
Which is so wild.
Adam is really the world traveler these days, and it's crazy to me.
It's so crazy. I cannot believe he literally is in Australia for 4 days.
That doesn't feel like enough time.
No, considering
to adjust to the timing.
It takes a day to get there, like a full day.
Yeah.
I was texting him while he was traveling and I was like, oh, how was your flight? And I fully lived out a day, went to sleep and woke up and he was still on the plane.
No, I know. The same thing happened to me because I sent him a picture.
Yeah.
And because he was in the air, he couldn't see it. Yeah. And I was waiting for his reaction to said photo and I didn't get it for quite some time.
It is so crazy.
Well, Adam is there for work,
yes.
But I'm sure he'll be doing fun things, maybe, and will be telling us about them next week.
Yes, next
so
week.
So if you're missing him, don't worry, he'll be back soon.
Oh, also next week, I'm realizing I'm going to be in California, so it might just be you guys.
Just the two of us.
I have my company offsite.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Where in California are you going for that?
So I am going early to meet with a few brands that are based in LA. I think I might be able to go to the Allo Gym and like cross your fingers that I have a really exciting celebrity sighting while I'm there. Yeah, so I'm meeting with a few brands on Friday. So I'm leaving early Friday morning. And then I'm going to spend the weekend in Santa Monica with a college friend. And then our offsite is in West Hollywood.
Amazing.
And then I come back on Wednesday. But I get back at like midnight. And then I will work from home on Thursday. And my movers come on Friday.
A lot going on.
Yeah. You don't say.
You're also sick.
Yeah.
While you're doing all of that.
I think my month of like not being in a routine and being around a million people has finally caught up to me. But I did something very retro and took a COVID test because I know there's a new strain going around and I don't have that. I think it's just a cold.
Congratulations. But I heard that you did something not, well, I guess it is kind of retro as well.
Yes.
To help yourself through your cold. Please tell the class what you did.
Yeah. So I'm trying to flush this out of me ASAP, obviously, because being sick is the worst, but also just before I leave, I don't want to be on a flight across the country with the suds. So
I got
acupuncture for my sinuses last night. And I swear to God, it has helped so much already. They put like 2 points behind my ears, 2 points by my nostrils, and then a couple on my forehead, and then some on the top of my head.
And the top of the head?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I laid there for like 40 minutes or 45 minutes with them in. And then they did like a few other points just for like de-stressing and things like that. But it seriously was incredible. I've been going to Within. They have a couple of locations in the city. They have a membership. And it honestly, I was telling my mom that I was starting to do it. And she was saying that it's usually expensive, insurance doesn't always cover it, whatever, but they have a membership that I think is like $115 a month for multiple sessions, which I feel like if you're going to do it, especially for healthcare things, which in my opinion, the healthcare system is like such a scam,
yeah.
I feel like that's relatively affordable.
Do you ever get like freaked out that there's needles in you? Like, I've never done acupuncture.
It's honestly super relaxing. So they put their tiny little needles.
Do you see them
and you
doing
just
it?
I lay with my eyes closed.
So like there isn't a mirror. You're not like watching.
Oh no.
Okay.
It's like a dark soothing room. They have white noise on and then they give you a buzzer like if you need anything, but they put a
they give you a buzzer like
yeah,
in the hospital?
Yeah, kind of, but they like put it in your hand 'cause you it's a thing. I think they call it like an AccuNap, but while the points are in you, your body like really relaxes and you kind of fall asleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep?
And you just lay for like 30 minutes. Yeah, my Oura Ring always picks up a nap, even if I don't feel like I fell asleep. Like your body's in such a restorative state if you don't actually fall asleep, but I feel like I probably did. I just didn't even realize.
I fell asleep during a massage once, and
that
I like
heavenly
woke myself up because I was like freaked out that I was asleep. Like it was a whole thing. I get very like embarrassed by falling asleep in public places.
Like yeah, when I'm same. If you're on a plane and you feel your head nod and wake yourself up, you're like, oh my God.
No, it's like so embarrassing because I also like I catch myself like fully mouth open.
Oh yeah,
especially on a plane. Like I don't typically sleep with my mouth open.
Me neither.
Like I think I would know if I did because I would like have a lot of like drool or something.
Yeah,
mouth tape never worked for me because I would take it off in my sleep, in my slumber.
Oh whoa.
I would take it off and wake up with it like in my hair. So that wasn't sustainable for me.
Maybe you do drool in your sleep and you just didn't know. Maybe your drool makes the mouth tape fall off.
I mean, maybe it
slips,
I should
slips off.
I should ask Jack to check on me.
Yeah.
Although he sleeps like he's dead.
Yeah.
I am the lightest sleeper in the world, living in the loudest city in the world. So I was just telling Colby I want to get a white noise machine.
Yeah.
I used to have a hatch, but for some reason I struggled with the hatch.
The app is the jankiest thing on the planet, but I really like mine.
I really struggled with the app and like the technology aspect. Like I just want something that I can push on and off. Like I want to like just turn it on, change the setting, maybe like a few settings. Like the white noise machine or the sound machine from Sex and the City that Burger, Carrie's boyfriend, had. I want that.
I'm unsure of what you're referencing, but I can send you one that my sister has in her kid's bedroom.
Yeah, I literally want the most basic.
Yeah, it literally has an on and off switch.
And I'm going to convince Jack to allow it in our bedroom because I feel like he'll protest. But also, like I said, he sleeps so heavily that I feel like he wouldn't know if it's on or off. Like
yeah.
He genuinely. So it's going to take like maybe 2 seconds of convincing. But also I've been taking my melatonin gummies like way too much. Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't be relying on them for like normal nights.
I hate feeling dependent on it, which is how I've been feeling.
But I also wonder how much of it is like a placebo of knowing, like thinking it's going to do, like taking it, knowing it's going to knock me out. But I only take one when the serving size is 2.
Yeah.
Of the ones like the Lemmy Sleep, it's like you can take up to 2, I guess. I take one, but I think it's like the mental understanding that I will sleep that helps me get to sleep. I don't know how much of it is the actual like drug.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it. Ingredients.
Yeah.
Like it's a kind of a placebo. Like, oh.
I don't know though, because sometimes I will be sitting on the couch and I recently have been taking melatonin gummies or whatever it is early so that I'll fall asleep at the time that I want to fall asleep at. Like last night I took my melatonin at literally like 8:30 and I was sitting on the couch like nodding off by 10, but I didn't feel tired before I took it.
Okay, that's good to know. Maybe I should take mine earlier.
Yeah.
But I usually don't know that I need to take it. Like it isn't like a ritual for me. It's more so like I'm laying in bed sleepless, like I cannot fall asleep, but I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Which is honestly,
I hate that.
One of the worst feelings ever is to be I forget what like early 2000s song it was, but it's Coldplay. When you feel so tired but you just can't sleep.
I don't know if I ever knew that was the word.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
I believe it's the song called
Fix You.
Yeah, Fix You, which Lemmy Sleep gummies are my fix you.
Yeah, they're
they
fixing
fix
you
me. But I'm usually like doing that where I'm restless, I can't sleep. And Jack is just like
out cold
next to me and I'm jealous. And so then I get up and put a gummy in. Like I pop one in at that point. Like I don't do it going into the night.
There has to be a science behind how men can sleep so peacefully anywhere.
Yeah, I don't, maybe it's just like a, you know, I'm going to get deep here for a second. Maybe it goes all the way back to like the hunter-gatherer days. Like we were more women. were more endangered.
Yeah.
You know, the men had spears. What did we have? A baby on our hip? Like
a man with a spear.
A man with a spear coming at us.
Yeah.
Sometimes protecting us, sometimes not. I feel like women were just like on edge because we know what's out there.
True. That's true.
I'm just an overthinker. I'm a chronic overthinker and my brain does not turn off.
Yeah, I hate that feeling of like actually not being able to turn your brain off. Like laying in bed and thinking about, the worst is when you're thinking about how you need to be asleep but you're not asleep. And it's like you just can't stop thinking about anything.
Well, for me, I start calculating how few hours I have.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, oh, I'm like, well,
I'm not going to look at the clock, so I don't know what time it is.
No, and I do. I keep, I roll over, I look, I'm like, well, there goes my 8 hours. Yep. No way I'm getting that now. And then it starts trickling down, but I digress. I'm hoping the sound machine will help me. I'm hoping the acupuncture will help you with your sinuses
before your big. Yeah, I hope I wake up tomorrow feeling brand new.
California weekend. Well, you said you can already breathe through your nose again.
Yeah, it really has helped already. Okay. I'm amazed.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll put it on my to-do list. I hear it helps with like joint, like chronic pain, which I have like residual of from Lyme.
Yeah. It does help with that. I've done pressure points or whatever that they like feel around and like break them up with the needles.
Maybe I'll do that because I do get like joint pain and like weird feeling in my joints, which I think is from Lyme disease, which recently... Another member of the Lyme community, Justin Timberlake, has Lyme disease. Join the club, Justin, JT. Speaking of silent diseases, I am going to get my skin checked today.
Oh, yes. Where are you going for that? Because I need to do that. I've never done it.
Oh, it's so easy. Which is bad. It's so easy. You guys, everyone needs to do it. It's like nearing the end of summer. So I recommend doing it at the end of summer because that's, of course, when you get the most sun exposure. And although I wear SPF like every day, I feel like I got some new freckles this summer.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping an eye on them, but there's just so many of them. I mean, you have more than me, I feel like, yeah. But I have like moles, but not like raised moles.
Yeah.
So I always thought that like when they're not raised, they're not going to be a problem. But then I saw, classic, this girl made a TikTok about how she discovered she had stage 4 melanoma.
Oh, God.
And she's like, everyone get your skin check. And I'm like, roger that. I booked my skin check.
Yeah, I need to go do it.
Dermatology specialists is where I go. And I'm actually trying their new look. Well, not their new location, but new to me. Because I used to go to the Greenwich Village one. But now that I'm a little closer to the Flatiron location, I'm going there. I don't know what it looks like. But I know that the Greenwich Village one is really gorgeously decorated.
Yeah, that's where I went when I had my perioral dermatitis flare up.
They're great. And one of the nurses, I want to say, that helped me one time when I had like a bad eczema flare up was a listener of the podcast. So we have friends there.
Yep.
At Dermatology Specialist. I love that. And they take my insurance, which not many people do. So
yeah, I think they take a lot of insurance. When I had that flare up on my face, the way that the urgent care that I went to described it was like an urgent care for dermatology. Like, it's not super difficult to get it. Like, they have a lot of appointments in a lot of locations.
Yeah. I feel like not many people go to the dermatologist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm generalizing, but I feel like people are more so, you know, going to their primary care or like,
right.
Although I haven't been to my primary care doctor.
I haven't either. I need to get blood work done.
Like, in so long. But it's hard to keep up with all these things.
It really is. It's so many appointments.
Like, I'm just trying to get into my dentist, but the last few days I've been calling them, they haven't answered.
My dentist appointment got canceled.
What?
It was supposed to be yesterday, but it got canceled.
What happened?
Due to a change in my provider's schedule, it was canceled. But that's fine, honestly. Another week will be better for me.
Okay.
I needed the day yesterday. I actually can't imagine having to sit in the chair at the dentist when you can't breathe out of your nose.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I've canceled appointments because of that.
Yeah.
That or like a canker sore in your mouth. Like, I've full-on canceled appointments over that because there's nothing worse. Well, actually, I feel like it's worse to not be able to breathe through your nose because you kind of have to breathe through your nose for most of the procedure, I feel like. Well, I think we should do the introduction. And then I want to hear all about your bachelorette that you went to this weekend in Vermont.
Yes.
I want to hear all about it because I did not very much this weekend. So I need to live vicariously through you again.
Yay.
So welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Doing fabulous.
Colby, how was your bachelorette? Tell everyone, because I feel like you didn't even really talk about it.
We were like just outside of Killington. We went to the distillery at the base lodge of the mountain, which was really fun one of the nights. But there really is not much going on there in the summer.
That's kind of surprising because I feel like these like ski towns have a lot of summer people as well. Like hikers and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, I thought so. In New Hampshire, where I grew up going, there's a big summer crowd that goes there too because there's other things. Like, there's this amusement park called Storyland, and it...
That's adorable.
Is, yeah, I've never heard of that. It's an amusement park that's kind of based off of children's books, basically.
Mm.
And so there's an area with, like, Humpty Dumpty. There's Cinderella's castle. It's very cute, but I grew up going there. And then you could also go to the ski mountains and do, like, the summer activities on the mountain.
So Killington doesn't really have that going on?
No. They really don't.
Interesting.
And the main Opry ski bar that they have isn't even open in the summer.
So what did you guys do?
So
well, I know, but tell the people.
We had like 13 people in the house that we were at. So like that was who we were going to hang out with anyway. But we were just laughing the whole time that we were like, there's literally no one here. Like it was so funny. But we just really made our own fun, and it was exactly what my friends whose bachelorette it was wanted. They just wanted everybody to be together and like do outdoor activities. Luckily we had a gorgeous weekend, so we did the distillery at the base of the mountain, and I took the Amtrak up on Friday, which was a very, very long train. It was like 6 hours.
That's a long train.
I had a similar experience to when I went to the Cotswolds, and I was like, oh, I'll just call an Uber when I get there.
Yeah.
They have apparently one Uber driver in the whole town. Luckily, I traveled with another girl who was coming from the city, and we went into this little bar to get a glass of wine after the train. The owner of the restaurant was like, here's a guy's number. He's a local taxi, and I trust him to get you there safely. And we were like, okay, thanks, whatever. So we go with this guy, and this sounds so sketchy, but like he really was so nice. He was like a very friendly dad, and I trusted him to lead us in the right direction. But the taxi driver came, and we were chatting with him the whole ride, and he told us about a few bars that like had live music and like were good places to go in the area. So we ended up going to one of those bars, and it was like a very local crowd, very low key, and we became besties with this waitress who had worked there for 11 years. Mm. And she was like, I am so happy that you guys came here. You really livened up the place. Like they had touch tunes, which was like all we needed to make people, it like, an amazing night.
That'll fill up a bar.
Oh yeah. So that was pretty much what we did. And then Saturday we did a Beer Olympics-esque situation.
Cute.
But my friends who were planning it, like, had all of the stuff, and it was set up so cute, and then they got in a slip and slide, but there wasn't a hose hooked up at the house, and we couldn't find a hose, so then we had to like get really innovative with how to like make the slip and slide work, but we figured it out.
Dish soap?
Yes, we had dish soap.
That would be my first guess.
We had that, but then we were like trying to connect gutters that were on the ground to like get the slip and slide wet, because then we were filling up salad bowls basically with water, and but there wasn't them. Enough. But then we found the hose head that you could hook up to the faucet, and we just put it upside down and made it like a waterfall.
Oh, so it
type
worked.
Thing. So it ended up working, but it was just like so funny. It felt like we were back in college for a day, basically. And then we did the backyard hibachi again. And the chef that we had was so cute. He literally drove an hour and a half from New Hampshire to come do the hibachi.
Aww.
And he was so fun. He told us he loved us when we were leaving. Very wholesome, like, good friend bonding time fun.
That sounds really great. Was it cold in Vermont?
It was similar to the Hamptons, how it got chilly at night. But during the day, it was really warm. Like, we were in bathing suits laying in the yard.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I don't know why I always think Vermont. I mean, this is stupid because I know that it's, like, anywhere on the East Coast, like, there are seasons.
Yeah.
But I always, like, imagine Vermont cold at all times, like, all year.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful in the summer. And other towns are, like, happening in the summer, like Burlington, Vermont.
That's where my cousin lives.
Yeah. My aunt and uncle live there, and I have been up there so many times. There's so much going on there. But that's on the lake.
Do you think Burlington, Vermont is, like, akin to Burlington Coat Factory? Like, do you know Burlington Coat Factory? Like,
yeah.
I grew up going there, like, to get my coat for the year. Like, it was, like, a kind of like a Marshalls type.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they had one of those.
Where did Burlington Coat Factory come
from? I'm not sure. There's also a Burlington in Massachusetts.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I'm unsure.
Where did Burlington Coat Factory come from? Guess where?
Where?
Guess where they originated? Burlington, New Jersey.
Oh, how interesting.
Kidding. I would never have guessed that. Burlington, New Jersey in 1972.
But you're going to Killington next weekend, aren't
Crazy.
You?
Crazy. Yeah, I'm going to Killington. Is it already next weekend?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
That's
when I'm living for that weekend to be over. So I know exactly when it is.
Well, yeah, that's Colby's big move.
Yeah.
But I'll be back just in time for your move, pretty
Yay.
Much. We're driving and we get back Monday. Like, I'm having Jack, like, we're getting out early.
Yeah.
We're driving out early back
I
to
recommend
city.
That because we spent the entire day in the car on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think we left at 10 and got back to the city at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah. We're leaving like crack ass of dawn. We're staying at Jack's friend's house. Yeah. His friend is turning 30. It's a big 30th birthday party.
That'll be very fun.
Yeah. And they like, his family lives there part time. So I'm assuming he'll know a lot of fun things to do.
Yeah.
I'll definitely bring good shoes this time because the last time I went on a weekend with Jack's friends are like very adventurous and fun. And your girl looked like Hannah Montana. Hello, New York. Like,
yeah.
That was my vibe when I rolled up to his friend's trip last year because I didn't even bring like one good pair of footwear. I brought every pair of shoes that I brought on the trip to upstate New York last year were heeled. And we went on a little hike, like they said it was going to be a trail, like a walking trail, and I was like, oh, I can do that in a little boot with
Stop.
A little heel, and I did, but I was in misery.
That's awful.
It was mostly downhill, which a heeled boot downhill. I was also wearing like my Barber, which like doesn't keep you warm.
No.
Let's be real, Barber coats are adorable, but they do not keep you warm.
No, they have no insulation.
So I was really struggling, like the mountain girl in me, I'm still trying to find her. So this time I'm going to have proper footwear, and that's on growth.
Yeah.
And trying to impress Jack's friends, which is, I'm still working on that.
And now you're bringing sneakers.
Now I'm bringing sneakers. I do need to,
I feel like you really just need leggings and like maybe a maxi dress or two, a casual maxi dress or two.
Okay, maybe I can figure that out. I just did a big purge of clothes this weekend.
Ugh,
because
the best feeling.
I'm just like struggling with the lack of closet space in here. But I don't know if I told you this, but my landlord has created storage space in the basement.
Yeah, that's so helpful.
Did I tell you that? So there's three units in the building.
Yeah.
I am one of three. And then in the basement, there are three storage units with like doors and locks.
Yeah.
And they just built these and they painted them white and they're like gorgeous and clean. And I was so excited about them, but I assumed that they would be involved, like included in the rent.
Yeah.
Stupidly thought that, like, or maybe they charge,
I would assume that.
Like, oh, I don't know, $50 a month or something. Like, I think my first apartment in the city, I did technically have a basement with like space that you could buy, and it was like $50 a month. Yeah. And it was like a large space. And these are decent sized storage units down there. Probably like a classic like walk-in closet size.
Yeah.
Guess how much they're charging us a month? Or trying to.
$250.
Keep going. Up.
Shut up.
Up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Today on the pod, we're talking a little bit about October 10th being World Mental Health Day. And this year, we're saying thank you, therapists. BetterHelp wants people to realize that the right therapist can change everything. And BetterHelp has 12 plus years of experience in matching people to the right therapist.
And I think BetterHelp is amazing because they do the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. You just fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and your preferences. And their 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate mean they typically get it right on the first try. If you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. I just think BetterHelp is doing amazing things.
This World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who've helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start the journey. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/matchmade. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out.
500.
Okay, the largest one, there's three of them. One's larger than the other two. That one is $500 a month, and the other two are $400 a month each.
That is ridiculous.
On top of my rent, which is already astronomical, I was appalled when I got the email that...
No, that's crazy.
...they were that much. And so we have been doing some investigative work. We know upstairs neighbor didn't take a storage unit. We know that no one's taken a storage unit because... I sent Jack down there yesterday to investigate to see if anyone has used them because they've been available for like over a month now. So, you know, in theory, if someone said yes to the email, they would be putting their stuff in there and they'd be locked. But they're all unlocked and wide open.
I would have assumed that would be included in your rent.
No, it should be. It really should be. It's really cruel that they're not.
They should just make six of them and have it be offered.
They don't even need to have six. There's only three units.
Oh, there's only... for some reason, I thought that you said that there were six.
No, there's three units and three apartments.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't clear. Three apartments in the building and then three storage units, like one for each of us, which makes sense for it to then just be included and added as a perk. Like that could be a perk for the next tenant that you might get 100%. In here. Like tell them that... Because they just built these. So these are they weren't able to like advertise them the first time around for the... leases, but anyway, so we responded yesterday. I was like, Jack, I am at my wit's end with the lack of storage in here. Like, our shoes are on display right now out in the living room. Like, I need more space. I need somewhere to put the suitcases. Like, and I'm this close to buying a storage bed, but I'm like, I want to
give you the review of mine. Colby's is built.
Colby's is in the hallway right now.
I know. I need to also set my dresser and mattress, but I was waiting so that it wasn't sitting here for so long.
No, you could do it.
I feel like this week or next week.
Yeah. And I FaceTimed my dad and talked to him about it, and he called it something, staging a coup or something in the building, and be like, he was like, you should reach out to the other two tenants and you guys should all be in on it and like negotiate with the landlord, because it's not like, they don't really have much leverage on, like, what are they going to do? Like, if they don't fill them, they're just going to make $0 a month on them.
Right.
And how much money did it cost them to build them? So really they should be taking anything they can get, really.
Yeah.
So we negotiated, and we actually, Jack like did some research on the storage place down the street.
Yeah.
And how much they charge per square footage.
Yeah.
Per square foot. And so we offered $150 a month, which is still insane, by the way.
Right.
But
not 400.
That is actually how much it costs for like a 50 square foot, or I don't know how much square footage, but like that is what's standard in New York for a storage unit. So we are offering that.
Well, I
can
give you my boxes if you want after I move. I can keep them assembled and you can put stuff into them.
That would be nice, pending they accept our offer, because fuck no. Now I'm feeling, I am like stubborn. I am not paying $400 a month. I'm like, Jack, we're taking our business elsewhere if they say no.
Yeah.
I'm like, I will, you know, what's probably going to happen is they're going to be like,
they're going to counter.
Yeah. They're going to counter because, you know, that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying more than $200 a month.
No.
That's my final answer. But it's just, it would be so convenient because like the suitcases down there, our vacuum cleaner.
Right.
We only have two closets in this whole apartment.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We don't even have like a general closet for like our Swiffer.
The lack of closet space is really baffling. For some reason, and I think it's because your apartment was built by a man.
It was built by a man.
And
you're
they
right.
Just don't think about it.
Nope. They're like, this is more than enough closet space.
They're like, there's a closet in each bedroom. The living space is gorgeous. Done.
Yeah. Literally.
That's it. It's like,
no, he's
not
like,
even a second thought to them.
He's like, let's make heated toilet seats.
Yeah.
Which they have. We have, they. We. Right. We have heated toilets.
Right.
Heated toilet seats. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's a New York apartment. I'm happy with it overall, but I'll keep you guys posted on what happens in the basement.
Yeah. Our new apartment is lacking in closet space as well, but there is a front closet.
Yeah, everyone needs a hall closet. Like that is like a basic human right.
Right.
That would have just like the basic, you know, things you need to hide away.
Right.
Not even close. Like more so just like your vacuum cleaner. Right. Like where are you going to put your vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
In the closet.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have space in your closet? Then where does it go? Right now, my Dyson is just against the wall.
Yeah.
So it could be worse. It could be worse. You didn't even notice my Samsung frame art.
Oh, it's giving the life of a showgirl.
I have Ophelia, if you guys know the Ophelia painting. I don't know who painted this, but it's like the Hamlet's Ophelia. She's like in the water with the flowers. It was suggested for me on my frame art tab or whatever. Like my frame TV, the Samsung frame has like an art tab. And
maybe they're pushing it on everyone.
Maybe Taylor has a friend at Samsung.
Yeah.
But
I feel like every brand is trying to rub elbows somehow.
Oh, for sure.
With the cultural moment.
It is the cultural moment. Although I'm really sick of these countdowns.
What was the one yesterday?
It was for the vinyl. Which, like another vinyl, which I'm loving all of these photos we're getting to see of her, like really embracing her femininity and like wearing the skimpy clothes and being, you know, being a showgirl.
Right.
Like I'm living for it. I'm happy for her. She seems like so happy in her own skin. But I don't, you know, I'm not a vinyl gal. My sister, on the other hand, loves vinyls.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, cool. I was hoping for a single, but cool.
Another vinyl.
Cool. She has to release a song by August 30th.
Yeah, I saw that for the Grammy consideration.
For the Grammys.
Yeah.
But I was reading some comments and I agree. I don't think she cares.
I don't think she cares.
I don't
either.
Think she cares about the Grammys. I don't think she cares like about the deadline. Like I feel like she will just, you know, do her thing in October.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get like a single in September. Anywho, so I have Ophelia on the TV for now. But I was very pleased with the podcast. Did you watch or see clips?
I listened. I saw clips and I listened to it. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like it gave us such a glimpse into just their relationship.
Oh my God. I loved seeing how they interacted. Like how he just looked at her like she was the sun, moon, and stars.
Yeah.
The whole episode. And then Jason was such a good interviewer.
He really was.
I loved all the questions he asked, and he was like, he took her so seriously. And I saw yesterday that the podcast on YouTube has 18 million views.
That's wild. But also hearing her talk about how much he loves Jason's kids.
Yeah.
And how she's trying to make rainbow sourdough for them, or confetti sourdough. Like, so cute.
What do you think about people thinking like her talking about sourdough was an Easter egg for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yes.
Do you think she's going to perform at the Super Bowl? Because I really do not think she will.
You don't?
I think she could do the national anthem.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But I feel like, and I saw a comment about this, and men are not my primary focus, and I don't really like give a fuck about like men getting their tickets to the Super Bowl. Football fans, I should say. Not just men, obviously. But people saying that like if Taylor were to be the halftime performance and it would get like leaked somehow, which her track list for this album got leaked. So like leaks.
Really?
Yeah. Leaks happen. Like even with Taylor Swift, who keeps her circle very small. But people fear that like Swifties would take up all of the Super Bowl tickets and leave after halftime. Like,
because also clearly based on the Eras Tour ticket prices, people will pay whatever it takes.
Oh yeah.
To like, see her.
They will pay for Super Bowl tickets to just see Taylor. And imagine, I don't think she would want to be responsible for that kind of like, what's the word? Like stain on like the NFL, like football fans shouldn't have to fight to get tickets like over people who are just there for the halftime performer.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could say that about any year, because like there's been some amazing halftime performances over the years with like people that like, you know, music fans would die to see. But that shouldn't be like the reason why you're getting a ticket to the Super Bowl.
For sure.
So I don't know, but I could see her doing like a surprise like national anthem. And I would love to see her sing the national anthem.
Yeah, that's a good prediction.
But I don't know. I don't think the sourdough mentions are like a lot of the things. Or yesterday when she released the new vinyl, it's called the Shiny Bug.
Oh.
Shiny Bug vinyl. And people were saying, oh my God, SB, Super Bowl, Shiny Bug, SB.
That's wild.
I'm like, that's a reach.
Yeah.
But
you never know with her.
I don't know, because I do think she deserves to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I really do, and I feel like all of her like counterparts, like people that are similar in fame level to her, have.
Yeah.
And she's like the one person that hasn't, or like one of.
Yeah.
Has Katy Perry performed at the Super Bowl?
I have no idea.
I feel like she would kill it.
Yeah. She's fascinates me.
Yeah, I would see her live.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
She was just here.
Oh, fuck.
You missed it. It was last week.
Has Katy Perry performed at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, she did.
Oh.
Oh, my God. 2015. Oh, yeah. Okay. This was like her era as well. Like, this was... She had like the sharks. Oh,
yeah. That's when... Yeah.
This is like... I bet she did...
California Girls.
Yeah. Oh my God, 2015 was such a time.
It really was.
For music. Yeah, she did the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show.
That was our freshman year of college.
She rode on a giant gold tiger. That's okay. How she arrived.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of remember that.
Okay, so I don't know who else it would be.
Yeah.
Sabrina? No.
Oh, she would be so good.
I feel like Sabrina's too new still. Like too... Yeah. Too freshly famous.
That's another thing, though. I feel like they lean into like trying to appeal to everybody, which Taylor Swift does, but they a lot of times go more old school, or people who have like a audience that spans generations rather than just like a new act.
That's so true. Like my dad doesn't know who Sabrina Carpenter is.
Right. Yeah.
I'm excited for football season to start. Has it already started? No.
No.
It starts
preseason.
Soon.
But speaking of football fans and football season, I really, really, really want to make it to an NFL game in London this year.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go last year, but it was in the midst of when I had like a wedding every other weekend and I just couldn't swing it. And this year... I really want to try and do that because I think it would be such a cool experience.
How many games happen there?
They I think are having more. It started off, I think, with just one, and then I think they had two, and now there might be like 4 to 6, I think. I know that the Jaguars were pushing to be the home team of London and just like move the team there and play out their season there, but I don't know if that's gone through, or I actually don't think it was approved, but previously they have been the home team. But for some reason, I think the Cleveland Browns are this year. I might be wrong.
So I just Googled it because I know that they play games in London, but I have no idea why. And I'm just like,
they're trying to bring,
it feels random,
the NFL, like, or spread American football outside of America.
Yeah, they play it in London. The NFL plays games in London as part of a broader strategy to expand its global reach and cultivate a larger international fan base. There's been at least one game in London each season since 2007. So this is not a new thing.
Yeah.
But that just like feels, I mean, I know it's like obviously effective when people go, but it just feels kind of silly to me, because I feel like, do international people care about American football? Like, will they ever? I don't know. Because they have their own stuff.
Yeah.
Like in London and England, especially, like Jack is obsessed with like soccer.
Right.
Football. Cricket. Like they have so many sports over there.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't. Yeah. Like rugby. Jack didn't grow up like throwing a football in high school. Or like in gym class.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like they did.
They play rugby, which is like most
rugby,
similar.
Right. You're right. He played rugby in school, and he said there was some, they did cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket as well, which cricket is the craziest thing to watch. Like he'll put it on the TV sometimes and I'm like, this sport feels,
it's so wild.
Like I cannot even follow it, but I guess that's the American in me saying that.
Yeah. But I don't know the rules.
I'd like to go to the London football games.
I really, really, really want to go.
Okay. We'll put it on our list.
Need to look at the calendar.
Absolutely. Well, we're kind of nearing the end of our broadcast today.
Yeah.
I feel like we should answer a question. Do you want to read the one from the DMs?
Sure. I'll do that.
We but got also, a
speaking,
cheeky DM.
Speaking of Jack, you just had your anniversary. Did you guys do anything?
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, my God. I like literally forgot. Well, I was heading out to the Hamptons on the day of our anniversary. Our actual anniversary is July 29th. Because he asked me to be his girlfriend after midnight on the 28th. So technically, it's the 29th, but it was a Tuesday this year, and I was driving out to the Hamptons. So we really didn't, we more so celebrated when we were in Nantucket.
Oh, yeah. Like we that's did. So nice.
That was kind of our anniversary trip, because
it was a romantic.
It was romantic. We had like our cute little room in the Lifehouse Hotel, and I bought him a pair of Ralph Lauren shorts. And he bought me dinner. So, like, you know, it really wasn't, like, anything crazy. But we're also, like I said, driving out to Vermont. And I'm thinking we're going to squeeze in, like, one night of just us two. But we'll see. He rented us a Jaguar.
Ah, that's a fun car.
One thing about Jack is he literally just got his license renewed. Like, he didn't have a valid license, driver's license, for 3 years. He has not had his expired.
Yeah, I guess.
And you can't just use your passport really to drive.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's just not like me. Like, I'm already thinking about renewing my passport, and I have, like, 6 months to, like, before I have the pre-6 month. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I
still haven't gotten the real ID, and I'm getting a New York license when my mom comes
in perfect.
September.
So that'll do it.
Well, yeah, because I have to. I don't want to, but I don't get any official mail sent to Massachusetts anymore, so I have to get a New York ID to get the real ID. Oh, that also reminds me, since I don't have it, I need to remember that I need to bring my passport to fly to California.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna like,
I literally need to put that in my calendar.
No, that
in
is
my calendar
you need
right now
to remember to do. Oh my God. Well, anyways, we're renting he rented on Turo. Have you ever used Turo?
I heard of it, yeah.
Turo is when you like rent real people's cars.
Yeah.
And like just use their car for the weekend and like pay them. So he just got his new ID. And so I've been driving us around for the entirety of our relationship, which I love to do because I love to drive and He will be driving us to Vermont.
Yes.
Which I'm excited to be passenger princess. And he got a Jaguar.
So fun.
I'm like, we couldn't have just gotten a Hyundai.
No.
He's like, no, we need to roll up in style. I'm like, okay, that's a you thing.
Arriving in style.
Whatever. So we're renting a big ass Jaguar.
I love it.
Anywho.
That'll be fun.
All right. From the DMs.
Okay. This says, help, I hate my friend's new boyfriend. My friend has been talking to this guy for 6 months, and he honestly hasn't treated her amazing, and has been very inconsistent with texting, and did not really put the work in. Like, he invited her to wing nights with the boys type of thing, not actual dates for reference. We're 25 and living in New York City. She just decided recently that now he will be her boyfriend, and I'm truly shocked now that I've met him.
Ugh.
I say I was horrified because he looks not so on her level physically, but then also emotionally, it's just weird. I asked him his favorite thing about her, and he literally said, quote unquote, boobies.
Ew.
And I was like, oh God, this is even worse than I was expecting from him. I just think she's such a beautiful, smart, funny girl, and he literally is not cute in the slightest, but doesn't treat her amazing either. I was very honest when she asked me my thoughts on him and said, I'm very confused.
Do you want me to read it?
It sounds like, yeah. It sounds she wrote this drunk.
I think she just typed it wrong. I was very honest when she asked me my thoughts on him and said, for me, it's a total no.
Oh.
But then, of course, the week later, she said he's now her boyfriend.
Yeah.
How do I be supportive when I actually cannot fathom saying I like him? Because truly, if this man approached me, the bar would run. Approached me at the bar, I would run away. My philosophy on this, which everyone might not agree with this, but I feel like a rule of thumb when you get to a certain age, which these people are 25, and it doesn't sound like he's being harmful to her, like he's not abusing her or like anything like that. He's just like not who you imagine for her. Not very mature, not very cute.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as her friend, you just need to put up with it. You need to be like, okay, cool. It's like you just have to be there for your friend and trust that she knows what she's doing, and this will just be a good lesson for her, or it could be the love of her life and maybe you'll come around. But I think a lot of friendships have been ruined by people sharing their true thoughts on someone else's significant other, and like that, just people make their choices and that's that.
I think it also is just such a part of growing up is realizing it's not my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to love him. She does.
Yeah.
And he's great for her.
Yeah.
That's it. Period. End of sentence.
Right.
And, like, he makes her happy. And that's literally all that matters at the end of the day. But it's hard considering, like, he's your best friend's boyfriend. You think so highly of her. Like, sure. But keep those thoughts to yourself.
Yeah. And I know it sucks, but you just have to.
It's been 6 months, which is kind of when you know whether you see a future with a person or not, and clearly she decided that she wanted to keep dating this guy and like commit to him.
There could be something, like some redeeming quality, and you just don't want to be the one that, like, my dad always tells me this story of like how he expressed to one of his friends when he was in his 20s that he didn't like he didn't like his friend's girlfriend.
Right.
And then they ended up getting married, and my dad wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh, God.
Because he, like, was like, I don't like this girl.
Yeah.
And then they lost touch because of it. Like,
yeah.
Because, and my dad was like, you know, it wasn't that deep. Like, I really didn't need to say anything.
Right.
Lo and behold, they did get divorced, like, recently. Oh. My dad was like, I saw it.
I always had a hunch.
I always had a hunch. But the thing is, like, it doesn't. Okay, you have a hunch. It's not all about you. Like, it's really, it's about them. It's about your friend. The only sucky thing is when it impacts you and you have to, like, hang out with him.
Right.
But the harder things have been done. You 100%. You can do it.
You can persevere.
You can persevere.
And also, like, you're 25.
Yeah.
Coming from experience, there's going to come a point where if you are doing a lot of things with your friend's boyfriend now, I feel like there was such a time when it was like, okay, let somebody just got a new boyfriend. Like, let's go meet all of their friends. And like, if you have a lot of other single friends, it was like exciting to like go meet the friends and see if anybody was cute. That like is probably going to wear off.
Yeah.
And
So you might not be around him as much as you're thinking that you will be anyway.
Exactly. Like once people get busy and like have jobs, yeah. whatever. I mean, not that you don't when you're 25, but you know what I mean? It's yeah. like you don't really spend that much time with your friend's significant other.
Yeah.
Unless like you want to, unless you kind of become entangled in their friend group as well. Right. But you, yeah, it's really not. The most important thing is that your friend is happy.
Right.
Like you might be like, ugh, and of course you're going to like track, like clock these things and be like, oh, but my friend is so great. This guy doesn't match up.
Yeah.
Like something's not, the math is not mathing here.
Right.
But it literally like doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I think that's it for our episode because we've got to go to work. You have a coffee chat and I have
your skin check.
My skin check. I'm going to get like naked.
Yeah.
If I recall, I'm wearing my underwear, but like, I hope I requested a girl yeah. nurse, like a woman nurse. But last time I did this, they just threw in a man. Like they oh. just threw one in. It was like the lead doctor was a woman, but they just had like a guy taking notes in the corner. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
So interesting. One of my sisters just got her skin check and she said that the doctor that did it was like a good looking young guy.
Oh shit. Well, I hopefully the doctor is in the one that I requested and yeah. then maybe she doesn't need a man in the corner taking notes, yeah. but we'll see.
We'll cross our fingers.
We'll see. The most important thing is that I am getting
ahead. A clean bill of health.
Getting ahead on potential issues. Yeah. Anywho, that is it for our episode. Like I said, next week, Adam will be back. Colby will be gone, but we will be here. Matchmade will be here.
Yes.
And that's that.
That is that on that.
Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye.